Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Since 2003, the Minnesota Northwoods Writers Conference has given hundreds of writers from across the United States the unique opportunity to work closely with award-winning authors of poetry and prose. Historically, writers, both established and novice, have converged on Bemidji State University for a week of writing workshops, critiques, idea exchanges, and craft talks. This year, the Northwoods Writers Conference will look and feel a bit different than it has in the years past due to COVID-19. And Sean Hill is originally from Georgia, but he spent several years in Bemidji. He's an award-winning writer himself. His book, Dangerous Goods, won the Minnesota Book Award in Poetry, and his book, Blood Ties and Brown Liquor, has been named one of the 10 books all Georgians should read. He's been the director of the Minnesota Northwoods Writers Conference for quite some time now, and he's on the phone in Helena, Montana, to tell us more about this year's conference. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for talking with us today. So I know the conference is going to look different this year, and we're going to get to those changes in a bit. But could you paint a picture in regard to what happens at a writer's conference? There are a lot of people who've never attended such a thing, and I just wondered if you could kind of paint that picture for us.
So, yeah, a writer's conference, the focus is on the craft of writing. There are different elements and different models for how to approach that, but traditionally there are conferences that will focus on poetry, fiction, nonfiction, or all three. Sometimes screenwriting is a part of it, but the major focus is building craft skills, learning how those genres, that form of writing, works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what kinds of writers come to the Northwoods Writers Conference?
We have writers from all over Minnesota and the Midwest and around the nation. Our writers range in age and background. Some of them have been writing but had careers in other things. Some of them are current MFA students who are young and are focusing on writing. And the draw is the faculty that we bring together every year. Bring a really high caliber teaching faculty together every year that they're award-winning writers who also teach, and many of them have university professorships. Mm-hmm. And so we draw people from all over and all walks of life. And sometimes we get people from outside the country, as far away as Dubai or Australia or Vietnam, show up in Bemidji.
Wow. So you talked about decorated writers. I mean, Joy Harjo has been one of the writers at the conference. She's our poet laureate. Natasha Trethewey, another former poet laureate. Judson Mitchum as well. Pulitzer Prize winner Sharon Olds. Terrence Hayes, whose books have been finalists many, many times for National Book Awards. These are just a few of the many writers who have come to Bemidji to help other writers. Tell us about who's going to be guiding attendees this year.
So this may be a little corny, but I had this idea this year that since it was 2020 and I was thinking about, you know, sort of the vision and 2020 vision and being able to see things, I was thinking about the environment. Somehow in my mind, I was like, oh, I want to bring together sort of environmentally focused, eco-focused, nature-focused folk, people looking at the world we live in. So I'm bringing back Elizabeth Bradfield, who is teaching poetry. She's a professor at Brandeis, but also a naturalist and guide on eco tours. And she's been doing that for like the past 20-something years. And she's got five books now, of poetry and prose. And she's just awesome. We have Alison Hawthorne Deming, who is a fantastic writer and teacher, coming up from Arizona. And she'll be doing one of our creative nonfiction classes. she's just widely published. Her writing has been anthologized in the Norton Book of Nature Writing and Best American Science and Nature Writing. She's a poet and an essayist. Our other poet is Brenda Shaughnessy, one of the top poets writing today. She's five collections. Her latest is the Octopus Museum out from Knopf. She's also won so many awards, and you know, her work has been anthologized in Best American Poetry and featured in the New Yorker and Poetry Magazine and such places. We also have Mira Subramanian. She's our other creative nonfiction person who has been teaching at Princeton this last year. And she's comes from a journalist background, but writes nonfiction. And is just, you know, again, a fantastic human being. Mm-hmm. So I meet these people sort of in my travels in the literary world, and so I've had some contact with everyone on this faculty. Also, sort of to round out the faculty that'll be teaching is Scott Russell Sanders, who is sort of this beloved figure in American letters. He's a novelist, short story writer, and essayist, much anthologized in many college textbooks. Just a very versatile writer. He's teaching fiction this year. He writes novels. He writes literary and genre. He's got this collection of short sci-fi short stories that Dancing at Dreamtime that I love. And sci-fi novels, also literary novels. So he's going to be teaching our fiction workshop.
How do you see attending a writer's conference really helping writers to sort of go through a metamorphosis, if you will, you know, get to a different spot in their writing?
So writing can be very solitary, most often is a very solitary endeavor, and writing conference will give you community and a sense of being in a community, being among people who are, endeavoring on the same path as you are. And again, you get those nuts and bolts craft things, those little things you're just like, you didn't understand about, you know, the craft of writing. Like, we're all, you know, we all speak the language, and we feel like, okay, I have a handle on this. But there are these little things that being in a workshop, and it's not just the stellar faculty. Like, what faculty does is bring, you know, a group of people together, and then that sort of organism that is that workshop, and then the sort of greater organism of the conference, you learn things from everyone. Right. You know, from, like, the little things of how pronouns can be important, and, you know, how to use pronouns in a more effective way, to, you know, huge things like plot and structure, how to structure your stories, essays, and poems. Mm-hmm. All of those things need structure.
Right.
And that's what you can get from a writer's conference.
I'm talking with Sean Hill. He's the director of the Minnesota Northwoods Writers Conference. This year is going to be different than normal. Can you talk about how the Minnesota Northwoods Writers Conference is going to be working around the COVID-19 pandemic?
We sort of early on in March, when the stay-at-home orders were coming out, we were having this conversation about what are we going to do? We need to do something to address this. Do we cancel? Do we postpone? And then the sort of solution we came to was we're going to go online. And we're going to envision and sort of reimagine the conference in its essence in an online format. We're going to use the video conferencing platform Zoom, which many people are familiar with at this point, one way or another, to get people to be as face-to-face as possible. Mm-hmm. In workshops. And our conference, we have three tiers of sort of interaction with people, I guess, levels of engagement. We have the workshop, that is sort of the core of our conference model. You're in with a group of people, the same group of people all week, meeting five times over the course of the conference with your workshop for 3 hours to talk about your work and go over craft and learn things about craft. But we also have an auditor track where people come and they listen to the craft talks every morning when we're face-to-face, and we'll do it this time too. We have these craft conversations, craft talks, where the faculty members will present on some point of craft. And those leave you with something to think about and something to chew on for the rest of the day. So auditors come for the craft talks and for gathering with each other, provide spaces for them. And we will do that in the virtual conference as well, to get together and talk about their work. And we have the evening reading series, which everyone is welcome to. It's free and open to the public. The conference attendees go, and that's where our faculty get to sort of share their work and answer a few questions. Zoom is going to handle that. We're setting up a structure for getting the evening reading series, making that available for public registration. We're trying to make a space so that people will be able to attend virtually our evening readings, and we'll use Zoom for the craft talks and for the workshops and for other sort of social gatherings. We'll have, you know, participant reading and other things.
No small feat getting all that organized and put online. Yes. Wow.
We have a great staff, you know, and everyone's going to be sort of all over the place this year in terms of their location when they're attending. But, you know, we have a really great staff of people across three time zones. But, you know, great people in Bemidji and at BSU, such great, wonderful support from BSU.
Right. Where can people, can people still sign up if they would like to attend the workshops?
Yeah, actually, we do have limited spaces in the creative nonfiction workshops and in the fiction workshop with Scott Russell Sanders. And if you go to northwoodswriters.org, again, that's northwoodswriters.org, you can sign up there. And we've lowered the registration fee because we're going online and we're like, this isn't going to be the exact same thing we usually do. Mm-hmm. So we can lower the price a little bit. So it's been reduced to $465.
Okay. For a whole week and direct guidance from a professional award-winning writer. You are an established writer and you've been a professor. You've won lots and lots of awards over the course of your career. When did you start writing poetry?
I started writing poetry in college, actually. Okay. I was a failed fiction writer in high school who found poetry in college.
What was it about poetry that flipped the switch for you?
I think it was a structure that I oddly understood. I think that might not make a lot of sense to people, but yeah, there's something about writing something in a very compressed space that worked for me and my temperament as a writer.
Yeah. Do you remember your first writer's conference that you attended?
I do.
Okay.
The very first one I attended was a little one in Georgia that did not have the workshop component. It was more just craft talks. You get to go sit and listen to someone talk about craft and think about your work. And you could also sign up for an individual manuscript consultation with someone, and they'll read your work and you sit with them for like 30 minutes and talk. Mm-hmm. The first one I went to, that was the, you know, we're going to sit in a workshop for, you know, several days, was Breadloaf in Vermont. And it's the oldest in the nation. It was founded in 1926 and it's still going today. And I got to go in 2000 as a work study, a waiter scholar, they call it. So I waited tables for 2 weeks and, you know, got to go sit in a workshop. And it was incredible, incredible experience in terms of, again, that whole sense of, like, I'm a part of this tradition, these people are here and we're studying craft and we're serious about it. Mm-hmm. I get to be a part of this community. It sort of shifted things for me. And when Susan Hauser started the conference back in 2003 and she asked me to come on board in 2004, I was like, yeah, this seems like a fantastic thing to do here there in northern Minnesota. I feel fortunate that I got to be able to carry on that tradition.
Yeah.
That song that was playing before I started sort of making the world a better place, I feel like that's sort of the calling of doing this kind of work, putting on a conference.
Yeah.
Like I get to help make the world a better place.
Absolutely. Yeah. A writer's conference is such a unique experience. I can't remember what year it was. I went creative nonfiction with Judith Kitchen at the Northwoods Writers Conference, and it does make the world a better place. Well, thanks, Sean. I hope all the organizing continues, and I know you guys are biting off some huge chunks to figure this all out, to get it online, and thank you so much for moving it online so everybody is safe and healthy and all that. And yeah. Northwoodswriters.org is where people go if they would like to sign up. It sounds like creative nonfiction and fiction still have openings.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good to hear your voice.
Yours too. Thank you. Have a good day.
That was Sean Hill. He's the director of the Minnesota Northwoods Writers Conference. If you're a writer who thinks that sounds like something up your alley, you might consider going to a conference or a workshop or something of that nature to take your writing to the next level. Again, northwoodswriters.org is where you'd go to find out more about this one. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.